Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, give me back my heart. I have a change of heart here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. I hope you're doing well and God has been good to you. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us today. And my. Trying to make it happen here. Guys, let's give a shout out to all our listeners, first of all. Much love to all you guys. Thank y'all so much for being the best part of Soul Eye Records Radio. It is Throwback Thursday here. We want to celebrate old school, right? We want to go back. We want to reminisce. We want to go back to when times were good and things were easier and music was fun and life was good and people were just really cool and just trying to do the right thing, it seemed. You know, periodically you have a couple of knuckleheads here and there. But for the most part, we got along and we were having a wonderful time when we were younger, right? The music was good, lyrics were good, stories were good, people were just trying to grow up and do their thing and now we have gotten to where we came from. So basically this show is to go back and show you where you came from, right? We're gonna reminisce, we're gonna go back down that road where we got started, right? And this music kinda takes you right back to that spot. Like this song in the background, that wasn't so long ago until it takes you back to that spot. Your brain remembers. It remembers. Once it hears that stuff, like, oh, man. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember. I remember what I was doing. And so we want to have a good time doing that and just messing with your head a little bit here on Soul Eye Records Radio. I want to give a shout out. What's up, Greg, in the house, my brother Greg? Much, much love, my man. And thank you, Greg, for everything you do here at Soul Eye Records Radio. We appreciate you and we love you and stuff. So thank you, man. I cannot even begin to say how much I love this brother and how much he's done for us here at Soul Eye Records Radio. I know he didn't expect this and it always embarrasses him, but I have to say what it is. My feelings just started speaking. And so, sorry, Greg. But anyway, the guy is just a sincerely good man. He tries to do the right thing for everybody, not just me. I see him doing it for everybody. He's always reaching out. And it's so important that we have people in our lives like that. You know, they say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You got to be careful who you hang out with, you know, because it can be such a terrible situation for you. Before you know it, you're in trouble because you were with that person even though you didn't do anything. Isn't that crazy? And so I just want you guys to know God loves you. And we appreciate people that are good. And so I just want to say to Greg, how much here at Soul Eye Records Radio, we all appreciate you. And I hear it all the time. Man, you're so lucky. You're so lucky to have Greg on your team. And I go, no, I am blessed. You know, God is my guide. And he brings these people into my life. And so, you know, I just want to also give a shout out to our girl Tracy. What's up, Tracy, over in the UK, pretty girl? We love your hair, girl. Go on and style it and do your thing and show us what it's all about. Show us your love and, you know, just do your thing, sweetheart. Have a wonderful time. I know you're going through some things, right? I know we all are, but you know, sometimes they get a little complicated because sometimes people are all in your business and to try to get things back to where you feel good and comfortable, sometimes that can be difficult. So we here at Soul Eye Records Radio want to love you through it, sweetheart. We are right here with you. And don't you worry about a thing because you are covered in the blood of Jesus. You will be good. you will be good. So you, but you just keep on fighting the good fight and doing the right thing and make sure that you are blessed. All right. And so guys, listen, we want to get this, keep this music going. Hey, what's up, Julian? Much love, girl. How you doing? That's our girl. Astrid's out at the baseball game doing her thing over there in Amsterdam. Go ahead, Astrid. Do your thing, girl. And Tracy, I got a song for you coming up. So stay close by, girl. Stay close by. I know, because you have really good friends who love you. And also, what else was it? Oh, yeah. Special. Oh, yes, I love it. Hey, guys, come on. Let's get going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Go ahead on. This one here. I know y'all know this one here in the UK. It has been something very special for you guys. And so I was hanging out with my friends from the group Crystal the other day, and they were like, man, we get so much love from the UK on our music. So here we go. Solar Record Radio. We'll be right back. remember that? Oh, my goodness gracious. My good friend wrote that song from Heatwave, and he passed away. He's actually from the UK. He was in the group. And, man, oh, man, oh, man, much love, and God bless you, my man. And you know, we get together years later after this song was a hit, because I was just a kid still in Philadelphia doing my thing. And he writes this song. He was a generation older than me, and I got to know him after I got to Almo Irving, A&M Records and stuff. He was a writer there, and Gerard Templeton, I think the keyboard player. And I just Greg, can you look that up? I think it's. And you know, he passed away shortly thereafter. And I noticed that he was just constantly smoking, 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 smoking. Please stop smoking. If you want to live, please stop smoking. I know it's easier said than done. And it's hard for some of us. And it's like a party thing, and we're having fun and everything. But your body's hurting. And this guy was so talented, and he wrote so many big hits with Michael Jackson and on. And now he's not here to reap the benefits of his amazing gifts. And so I'm just saying, you know, in all careness, not in criticism. I'm not criticizing you, because I understand where you are. I smoked a little bit when I was younger, but you know, I could feel my body hurting behind it, and I knew it wasn't good for me, so I stopped. But it took a while. You know, it's hard that some people just have to just cut it off, and some people can wing themselves off of it. So whatever works for you, I just pray that, you know, you take care of you, because you're important, right? And you are loved. And so anyway, that song, Heatwave, was hot, man. And I just love, love, love Heatwave. And they had some great, great hits and stuff. Great, great music from that group. And so we want to keep the music going. I want to keep it up, too, because it just feels good. It feels right. Now, if you guys are out there having a good time, shaking and doing your thing, I know Tracy is. And so, well, listen, guys, let's keep this ball going. A little bit of Philadelphia I'm about to throw at you. Can we get a little Philly in the house? Can we get...
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
Negative vibe.
you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I'm moving on.
My, you know, guys, I just got to tell you, sometimes we just need to be free, right? I need some freedom in my life. Can you just give me a little freedom? I just need to chill. Here we go. Come on, Ohio players.
On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
Free. brother.
Absolutely an amazing song, and I just love it. I've been in situations where I wanted to be free, and you know, you have to like be careful when you're in those situations, because you know, at some point you start to feel like, you know, I know I need to get away. I need to move on here. This is not right. You start to feel, you know, like crowded, and there's nothing about that person that makes you feel good anymore. Even the simple, the little things that used to make you, your heart feel wonderful, that none of that stuff is working anymore. And you just like, I need to be free. I need to get away. And a lot of times when we stay, but we stay in a bad situation, and remember the key word is bad situation, right? And you find yourself looking at others and thinking things, and then all of a sudden you start to feel guilty, like I'm the bad person. because I'm still here, but I'm seeing something better on the outside, and so you start to feel guilty a little bit, like, wow, man, maybe I shouldn't be, maybe am I doing the right thing? Maybe I should try to work it out with them. Yeah, but ultimately, you have to follow your gut, right? We have to follow our gut because our gut is telling us something from the beginning. But the longer we take to follow that gut, it can be very, very uncomfortable. So I just pray anybody that's in that situation, like I have been, that, you know, that you pay attention. You pay attention to the movement. You pay attention to your situation. You pay attention to whatever is going to be the best for everybody. And you make that move. You make that decision. But you do it gracefully, because we all remember the saying that you treat people the way you want to be treated. So do it in a way that you don't feel bad later, that you did the right thing. I've overextended myself. I've done everything I could to be a blessing for you, but I need my own blessings. Now I need to do me. I need to be happy at the end of the day. But I'm going to do this the right way. I'm not going to let you or my friends or anybody else force me to move in their pace. I'm going to move in my pace. And you find that pace, whatever that is, and you just pay attention and you focus and you do what's best for you, because at the end of the day, no one feels your pain but you, right? And so no one can tell you that the wrong thing to do or that's the right thing. You're the captain of your own ship, and you have to take responsibility for being a captain. And sometimes, and most times, captains always say, I'm going down with my ship to make sure everybody else is good. Y'all good? Everybody good? Okay, now this is my ship. I'm going to do what I got to do. And so I pray. When I heard that song, it was like, wow. I remember being in that situation, and it was hard because that's what I remember, wanting to move forward faster than I had. I need to make sure this is done so I can move forward. A lot of times we drag people into wherever we want to go. Please don't do that. Be good to whoever it is and whatever it is. I'm going to do the right thing so that your conscience is clean. So when you do get there and you do find that amazing situation, you can really enjoy it and not feel guilty, you know? And so anyway, that's all I have to say. You know, it's time for you to express yourself.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. Whatever you do, do it good, whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord, do it good, all right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle too. Everybody on the floor now. Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horns do the thing. Y'all. Some people have everything and other people don't. But everything don't mean a thing if it ain't the thing you want. Express yourself.
do you. You've got to do you.
Anything you want done, baby, I'll do it now.
right, all right. Who do we have in the house? Is that my brother? Who do we have in the house? Is that my brother Don Fleming in the house there? Is that what I see?
I am here. What is the deal? What's going on?
It is Throwback Thursday, and we are celebrating old school in the house, my brother, old school.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. I am, hope I don't sound too distant. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and try to get my speaker on. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. You sound great. You sound great.
All right.
What's good, man?
How you been?
Good, man. Good. Just having a great time here. It is so hot. And, you know, like, we are breaking records left and right. And it's 100. It feels like 115 outside is what they said. But the temperature is 103. Every day it's 103 for the next week. And but it's going to go higher, they said, by Monday. It should be up to about 105. That's just ridiculous.
Good grief.
Man. And so I went out there and I watered my horses. I'm spoiling them and, you know, giving them, you know, spring, you know, little showers and stuff. They don't really like it, except for one.
right.
One of them, he really likes it. He just stands there. He's like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, yeah, you smart. You're the smart one. And so, but you know, the other one's running away and like, oh, no. What is that? You know, but anyway, so it's just so hot, man. It's overwhelming. My air conditioner, I have it set on 77 and 78. Like, I have two, right?
Uh-huh.
In the house, right? One on one side of the house, one on the other side, you know, and it is the central air on, you know, like, as a matter of fact, this model used to have one air conditioner, but when we bought this model, it had two. They were like, this house is so big, you need two air conditioning. So we have one on one side and one on the other side. So I try to keep them the same, but sometimes I'll, like with a studio, the side the studio is on, I'll lower it a little bit more to keep the studio cool. And I tell you, man, those babies are working at 77 and 78. I mean, every time I turn around, the air conditioner is running. I'm like, what? Because I'm thinking that electric bill is coming, and it's coming big. It's going to be huge. So I'm trying to, like, you know, to take off some of the pain, but it's so hot, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, the air conditioner is just like, no joke, it's hot. We're coming on. We're turning on. So, but otherwise, outside of the heat, really good. Glad to be back home. California was amazing. We had a wonderful time with the grandkids and had a wonderful time with the Silver Spoon. As a matter of fact, I'll be talking about that tomorrow on Solar, on when we celebrate Solar Records tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, and then, you know, and Howard Johnson, our brother, so fine, showed up, and we just had a blast, man. And so we had a really good time, and other people came, Lakeside showed up, and it was really nice. And so we made some new plans that we are going to do, you know, get all the artists together as well, not just the writers and the producers, but we're going to get the artists together once a year too. So Otis Stokes from Lakeside and myself are going to try to make that happen. So we'll see what happens. So how have you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I got home early this morning, so I kind of woke up a little late. You know how I usually do. And I guess you know my aunt had called me, and I guess you had texted me, and I'm like, man, I literally just got up. So next thing you know, I know, right? It's just kind of a lazy day. It's hot outside. I ain't trying to go out there right now, but you know, I got to go ahead and kind of get this day started. So the things I wanted to do is just go ahead and call you and call the show and hang out with you for a little bit and then do what I need to do a little later.
Well, that's always good, man. We always love it when you call. And your show yesterday was absolutely amazing. That you came in and you played some great tracks yesterday, man. And you were on fire. Yeah, Greg said that was on fire. He loved it. The show was on fire. So, man, oh, man, listen, we're going to get back to the music here, and we want to give a shout-out to all of our friends overseas. I know you guys are partying to the Solar Show today, so much love to you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we appreciate you guys, and we hope that we're playing the music that you love and stuff. So God bless you, and thank you. Don Fleming, I'm going to play some of my music. Are you want to get a block in here? You want to get a part of a block? You are welcome. You're always welcome. I'm going to start this block off.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to start this block off. You going to come in? Y'all know Don. He's playing some. All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll come in.
I'll start it off, but Don's going to finish this block. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. The reason why I wanted to start this block off, because I was just talking about my buddy who came, Howard Johnson, came over to the Silver Spoon celebration, reunion party and stuff. And I just want to give a shout out to Howard Johnson. Thank you so much, man. May God bless you. And thank you for just being, you know, who you are. We really appreciate you. All right, guys, let's rock and roll. And Howard, don't forget, when you come into Texas, call me because I'm coming to hang out. We want to see you perform, my brother. All right, let's rock and roll on Solar Records Radio.
So
we'll be back.
So fine, blow my mind. Ooh. So fine, blow my mind. Bye.
I will always be mine. can feel.
That is classic Blackstreet and SWV from 1995. Actually, the remix, I love that. Love that's called Tonight's the Night. Before that, I hooked up a little Angela Winbush, Treat You Right, produced by friend of the show, Mr. Chucky Booker, Treat You Right from 1994. And, of course, you started off a little Hojo, Mr. Howard Johnson, So Fine. And, man, that song, 41 years later, that song still, you know, it still resonates. It's still a beautiful, a great song, a great dance track. Shout out to Howard Johnson. Of course, he's a friend of the show. You actually hooked up with him when y'all had your little Silver Spoon reunion. So in California last week. So I was jealous, but it's all good. I mean, you know, I live vicariously through the pictures, man.
You know, I think that you were supposed to be in there, out there in the beginning of the summer, but, you know, things changed. But weren't you supposed to be out? I thought you were going out.
Matter of fact, trying to postpone it to try to be out there in August. So it's just got a little irons in the fire I need to straighten out. But yeah,
yeah.
Man, see my dad and see my brothers and sisters out there. So, yeah, man,
yes.
California, Cali.
Yeah. I talked to the pastor that I used to play. I played at his church for 17 years. I talked to him and his wife yesterday. And they, you know, they're just traveling, like, in the summertime, chasing those grandkids, right, all over the country. And,
right,
you know,
because
right. their kids, they have four kids, so they got babies every, you know, and the kids don't make it convenient for us to just move in one location, right? One's all the way on the East Coast, one's on the West Coast, one's up north, one's down south. So they're traveling
all over
the place. And so they said, you know, we were thinking, you know, maybe we should sell and then so we could be closer to the family. And I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that, because the real estate in California is amazing. And, you know, when you leave it, it's still going up. And so you start to think, man, how much money did I just miss out on? But also, the same thing with the weather. I mean, the weather in out there is absolutely amazing. And so it's like the perfect weather, you know, especially for, you know, people my age, you know, because they like to go out and do walks and stuff, and, you know, and the youth does too. But I'm just saying, I can speak for the people my age. They walk every morning or every evening. And here in Texas, you can't do that. It's way too hot. You done killed yourself. You have to get up and walk at night. Walk in the night, that, you know, and so it's a little dangerous. But it's a beautiful place to live, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So anyway, back to what you were saying, Don. So we got, you're gonna go out there in August. I'm going back east in August, so we're gonna be going in the opposite direction.
Opposite direction, yeah.
I'm going all up the East Coast. And so Solar is going to be on the road. We literally, because both of us are going to be on the road. So, and guys, we just let you know, we're going to continue to play some good music for you. Now, Don, you know, let me add this.
The plan is to be in California in November. Also, actually, I'll be in San Francisco. That's the plan, to go to head back to the Bay Area in November. So okay. Yeah, got some things, you know, got some planning.
It gets cold up there. I don't want anything to do with cold, but you know, it's cold in the UK. 50 degrees is their high. 50 is their high. Mm. Lord, I can't do the cold, man. I don't like cold at all. And so as a matter of fact, Greg told me not to come there in the winter, because I was trying to figure out, you know, I need to get to the UK. And he's like, no, don't come in the winter. So if your summer is already booked up, then you got to plan for next year. So I'm planning next year to go out in the summer to the UK and do some stuff over there. Music and obviously we want to do Solar in the UK. And we're probably going to go and hang out with Tracy's family, because they love Solar Records Radio, and they're dancing and partying right now over in the UK. So, Greg, we're going to go over to Tracy's, and we're going to just have a good time. And, Greg, make sure you bring your Thai friend. He has a friend that makes Thai food, and I believe she's Thai. Uh-huh. And I'm so jealous every time he posts a picture of her food. And so... But we're going to have a good time. We all got to get together and just have a good time. So come on, that's do it, guys. I'm excited. I want to give a shout out to Tracy's mom, partner's mom out now they're over in the UK, but mom is out here in San Antonio with me.
Oh.
So much love to her mom, to her partner's mom. Hey, that's all good. They keep that air conditioner on, girl. I know what you're talking about. It is hot. it is hot. And this is, you know, I used to experience this heat going through Phoenix, Arizona, driving from California to Texas and vice versa, from Texas to, and you get into the Arizona heat and it's like this. And it's like, oh, my God. And I remember going into the hotel and I was like, oh, so where's your pool? They said, yeah, it's you know, you just turn the air conditioner on and it's cooling the water down. I'm like, cooling the water down? How hot is it? It's so
hot.
Oh,
my goodness.
They have air conditioners in the pool. So I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, yeah, without that water, without those air conditioners, sir, you wouldn't be able to get in the water. I'm like, what? So anyway, and that's strange, huh? We're always thinking about heaters in the air in the pool. They're talking about air conditioners. So, you know, Arizona is just off the chain. They're just way too hot. But anyway.
Right.
All right, guys. So listen, thank you again for tuning in. This is it for us. We got 16 minutes left in the show. I want to give a shout out to all you guys. Don't forget tomorrow, don't forget to tune in at 3 p.m. as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Don, are you doing anything tonight? Or are you not doing anything now? Are you going to be busy tonight?
No, I am going to be a house hermit.
Okay. What are we doing, your show, or are you going to play that interview that you did?
You know what? We could probably just do the interview, or did you edit it? I can't even say it right.
You edited it?
Is it edited it?
We got to help him out a little bit. So yeah,
I know, right?
I will edit
Southern
it.
Drawl,
as soon as
man.
We get, as soon as we get off the line, as soon as we get off the show, I'm going to edit it right away because I kind of let him down on that one. So I'll take care of it, Don, as soon as we get off the, as soon as we get off. And listen, so whatever the case is, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight, Don Fleming.
Uh-huh.
Check him out. And so it,
right.
Now tell them who the interview is with.
Robin Charles, the lovely Miss Robin Charles, of course, is the baby daughter of the legendary genius himself, Mr. Ray Charles.
All right.
And she has a phenomenal story of her growing up, and of course, you know, what's so cool about this, and again, I don't want to give too much away, but the fact that, you know, she didn't want at least her close friends or her family knew or whatever, but some of her close friends, she didn't really give out the information that her dad was Ray Charles. And she did things on her own merit, man. And she's a wonderfully talented singer in her own right, man. So some of her music I highlighted. And some of the things that she's doing and how to reach her on social media. I mean, she's very accessible as far as reaching out to her. Just down to earth, just a sweetheart,
yes.
Man.
That's I can't wait to hear it myself. So I was flying when you were doing that interview, so I'm excited to check it out. And thank you. Don gets some great interviews, guys, and so we look forward to checking it out and stuff. So anyway, I'm gonna take us so far back, old school, so far
all the way back.
I'm just old school like that, you know, and I just love it. And so I just want to give a shout out.
You remember the movie Car Wash?
Yeah.
You remember the radio? You remember the radio DJ where he's like, "I know you're gonna dig this," you know. Just we gotta bring that back, man. I love that. I love, every time you say I'm gonna go back, I'm like, "I know you're gonna dig this."
Well, this one has got out there, but hey, just on my computer down at the very bottom, you know, the bar at the bottom, it says heat warning, Lord. And it's not talking about my computer's hot. It's talking about outside. Do not. It is hot. It's so hot. So I got to go check it out. But anyway, this is one of my favorite old oldies. It's so old. It is. But I just love it. It's old school, right? It's Throwback Thursday. So come on, guys. Let's get going with the old school. And we love you and appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. And a shout out to Julianne in Detroit, Michigan. I just got her message. And she really, really is enjoying the show. And we love you, sweetheart. And we enjoy you as well, Julianne. Kisses and hugs from us here at Solar Records Radio. Come on, guys. Let's go back.
Come out tonight.
Come.
Good night.
I think as far back as I can remember hearing music and hearing people sing and perform,